Broadcasting live on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, and in the evenings on WCPT 820, Chicago's Progressive Talk. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Friday. Good to be with you today. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Patrick is here today and joining us right now from his Blue Amp YouTube channel. Cliff Schechter is kind enough to take some time today to talk about national political issues and baseball. Of course, we're going to talk about that. YouTube is where you need to go. And if you are not subscribed to his Blue Amp channel, you are just wrong. It's YouTube.com/C Schechter. I'll link to all this on the social media pages a little bit later on. Hey, Cliff.
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm doing okay. You're doing well. So for the Chicago...
I had to represent both my teams, man.
for all you in Chicago just listening, Cliff and I, we digress into baseball every time we talk when the baseball season's on, just started. He is in Cincinnati, so he's a Reds fan to a point, which I don't think is going to go over too well in Chicago. But also, he's also a Yankees fan, which I also don't think is going to go over too well in Chicago. But he's good people.
I grew up in New York.
He's good people.
There are good reasons for both, right? I live in Cincinnati for a dozen years now and grew up in New York. My dad grew up in the Bronx. So, anybody wants to take swings at me for my teams, you go ahead.
Okay.
And they both won yesterday.
Both of them. I will say this, that win by the Yanks, that throw from the outfield, that was a pretty sweet deal, man.
Listen, back up the Brinks truck, give Juan Soto whatever he wants. All the talk, of course, was offense and this, and he gave that too. But that throw was incredible. He's amazing.
Wow.
I love him already.
I love baseball fundamentals. I love that. And that's an outfielder. They teach that to 12-year-olds on the baseball field. And it's just amazing when you see it in a Major League Baseball game, how you do it right when you got the power and the strength to get that ball there.
He got the momentum going and on one bounce right to the catcher's glove, to the left of the plate so that he could, it just was, when you watch stuff like that, in any sport, when you watch some brilliant play like that, there's very few things in life that are just like, we're just like that. It's amazing. And that was a big moment because no offense. And hopefully he'll still like me after this. But if there's anybody listening who likes the Houston Astros, I'm not a fan. You guys have beaten my team up for a decade. So, I can't like you.
No, not.
But I can like you, like your individuals. If you're liberal and have good politics, that is more important than sports. So we go with that first.
Well, yesterday I was encouraging a Cubbies player to plunk a Texas Ranger. So, you can kind of see the Texas teams I'm not the biggest fans of. We were going to give them a whole $47. And that, by the way, that offer still stands for a Chicago Cubs pitcher. You plunk a Texas Ranger, you're going to get 47 sweet ones from us.
No. What is the motivation behind this?
I just don't like the Texas Rangers, man.
I would offer like double that for plunking Mike Johnson, except for then I'd probably be accused of threatening him.
Oh yeah, no.
So I'll be careful to say, do not plunk him, or I will not give you any money if you do.
Now, purple nurples, by the way, purple nurples. If someone wants to, give the speaker a purple nurple, that $47 is still on the table.
Listen, I got to tell you, with all the porn monitoring of his son he's doing, he's gotten plenty of purple nurples. I don't know if he needs it anymore.
You got to pay extra for that.
Exactly. Hey, you got to pay extra for that. That's a good Jason Bateman line. He was at that big fundraiser last night, $26 million. Here's a funny thing, Matt. There's this president. His name is Biden. And like other presidents of his party actually like him and want to be seen with him and raise him money. It's a strange thing for a guy named Donald Trump, who the president from 2000, who is Republican, George Bush, will not endorse him. The vice president from 2000, Dick Cheney, hates him for what he's done with his daughter, among other things. We'll skip for a second over crazy Sarah Palin. She may be the only one who's a national nominee, vice presidential nominee from 2008. Republican. I think she supports Trump. McCain isn't with us anymore. Romney, 2012, presidential nominee, doesn't support Trump. Paul Ryan, vice presidential nominee from 2012, doesn't support Trump. And Mike Pence, his own vice president from 2016 to 20. So literally, this guy, the last 25 years of Republican politics, there's one national figure, it's been a national ticket, who has endorsed him.
Well,
that should tell you something. Well, if you're a Republican.
And the way that the media swept the Pence thing, his former vice president will not endorse him. And as a matter of fact, a good chunk of his old cabinet has basically said, do not.
Defense secretary said he's a danger to the country.
It's amazing to me that, they once again, they're still trying to find fractures on the left. And here is all this, just all this out and open in the open, and the way it just kind of gets downplayed that, you know, in any other time, the former vice president of the United States saying, I'm not going to vote, or I'm not going to endorse, rather, the guy I ran with is a major story.
Defense secretary, two national security advisors, his communications director. I mean, it goes on and on. Yeah. And they don't just say they won't support him in most cases. That's what Pence said. And Pence said he asked him to do something that was against the Constitution, which was a bold statement for, you know, how boring Pence is. But every other person that I named there has actually referred to him as a threat to our country.
Yeah.
And said that that's how seriously we should not support him. And by the way, it's two defense secretaries. I forgot. Mattis and Esper.
Yep. That's right. And Mattis definitely doesn't want anything to do with him. So you brought up the big fundraiser last night. Huge deal. Colbert hosted. The Smartless podcast was there. You have the three of them there. Once again, as you pointed out, W doesn't want anything to do with him. So what does Trump do? He crashes. By the sounds of it, he kind of at last second announces, I'm going to show up at this wake for this police officer, and then hijacks the wake. You know, and the whole thing.
And makes it about himself.
Yeah, he has to show up.
As he does with everything.
Yeah, he has to show up in New York. Yeah. There's going to be this big event. So he says, I've got to go there and I've got to do something. And he just, I mean, just disgusting as always. But God, is he such a weak, pathetic man.
He's just, I mean, did he take his two golf trophies with him from his club? I mean, like, when I read that, I just was like, this may top everything.
Yeah.
I mean, if, like, that's the kind of thing that and again, bullying is bad. That's the kind of thing when I was in school, you probably could have gotten beaten up for. I won the two trophies, even though we know he cheated. It's his own golf club. He sucks at golf. One of the Sports Illustrated guys wrote a whole book on how he cheats at golf.
Yeah.
It's just amazing that you could be that pathetic, self-loathing, such a loser of a human being, and yet all these people are willing to even contemplate supporting you. Such a little baby. So, I mean, not even getting into the 91 counts and the fact that our judges referred to him as a rapist and just the whole rest. It's like he's just this pathetic, emotional weakling. This little wimpy child who didn't get the chair, he didn't get the swing he wanted at the playground. So he's throwing a fit. I mean, he's just, so he goes to this thing. And of course, the right-wing media runs with, oh, well, Biden's raising money while Trump's doing that. It's like, well, first of all, Trump's raising money. It's just, you know, much less, and it's all going to the, not, you know, the fact that he's got judgments against him for hundreds of millions of dollars because he's a crook. But on top of all of that, he couldn't go to a gathering of presidents and vice presidents because none of them want to be in the same freaking room with him.
Yeah.
And hate him. So there's that on top of that. Oh, and then there's the part about the Capitol Hill police, where over 140 of them, I believe, were stabbed, kicked, beaten, gouged, you know, any number of things happened. Numerous injuries. Brian Sicknick had two different strokes and died. A couple other members ended up committing suicide. Yeah, he sure loves those first responders. He loves them.
And hawking his Bible while he was there. You know, you and I, on a bit of a different topic, though, I wanted to get your thoughts on what is going on within the structure of the Republican Party right now. You and I have followed political campaigns, presidential elections for years. The RNC canned a whole bunch of people in an election year and now is desperately trying to get state managers, regional managers back up and running. There is stupid, and then there is Trump stupid. And this whole thing with the RNC, I mean, just as a political machine, the Democrats right now are humming. They're setting up offices all over the place. And they basically don't have people in states that are running them because they canned everybody. Talk a little bit about that, because that's going to come back and bite the Republicans overall come November.
Well, I mean, I can talk about the effects of getting rid of these, you know, offices. I can't talk about this as a political strategy because it isn't one. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not, or you have to rename me Cliff Schechter, fascist analyst. Because this is what happens in authoritarian countries. Sure, the strong man, usually a man, comes in. The Stalin, the Orban, the Putin, the whoever comes in. They can't, everybody who's around them, who they don't believe they can fully trust, get rid of all institutional knowledge because it's a cult of personality and everything is about the power and wealth and fame of the family, which is why his daughter worked for him when he was in the White House and his son-in-law worked there and screwed everything up. And this is the same thing. Now the daughter-in-law doesn't know a damn thing and frankly has a horrible voice, but that's another topic and should stop stealing good Tom Petty songs. But okay. she doesn't know what the hell she's doing. And she went on the news and said the priority goes to Donald Trump, and it goes to Donald Trump's defense. And so all these, I don't know who these stupid donors are who are going to, you know, the bigger donors are going to give money so Trump can just pay off his bills. But in the end, that's the thing. They just raised $26 million last night in this one event. For the DNC, the RNC has $33 million overall. Mm-hmm. Like that put the Democrats, I think, over somewhere towards $200 million. And they could do this. I mean, that was in New York. They could do another one in L.A., another one in Chicago. I mean, you know, with Obama, with Clinton. I mean, the star power they had there, all sorts of of actors. And what I mean, what are the Republicans going to do? They're going to get Scott Baio there.
Ted Kid Nugent, Rock? Yeah. Exactly. You
know, maybe they should just have a big bag of meth sitting there. I don't know. That would be like one of their celebrities that likes them. It's just the whole thing is just a joke. It's not a political strategy. I'll go back where I began, which is it's a strategy of an authoritarian who needs to pay off his bills and wants to pocket the money. State parties are going to wither. State legislative races are going to be lost. Which is great for us that they should win. They're not going to give money like they normally would to the House, the committee to hold on to the House of Representatives or to the Senate one, which means these races, Colin Allred's tied with Ted Cruz in Texas, Debbie Mercazzo Powell's up one in Rick Scott in Florida. And I don't even really trust polls. I don't care. I just need to look at the results of elections like the one in Alabama that just happened and these others and know that Rick Scott and Ted Cruz are two or honestly the most unlikable, despicable human beings that have ever walked this earth. I don't even believe they're from Earth. It's like they were born in like a cocoon on some foreign planet, and they were created like the aliens in the movie just to come down to Earth and create misery. Because Ted Cruz won by 2.4% last time, and Rick Scott's won three elections. He's never won by more than 1.2%. One of them, he won by like 0.01. So we got great, and guess what? I mean, Rick Scott will be fine because he's wealthy as hell. But if they need money in the Texas race, guess what? They're not getting it because Trump's using it for his legal bills. They need money to protect some of those seats, you know, to hold on to the House. Guess what? They're not getting it. And so good. Like I, one area where we had common ground, man, I was rooting for Lara Trump to win. You know, don't back down, girl. Don't back down. You keep going.
Well, and we don't mention the governor's races too. That's where this money goes, and it's not there anymore because it's going to legal fees for Donald Trump.
A half dozen of those coming up.
Let's take a quick break here. We'll come on back more with Cliff Schechter when we do return. It is the Matt McNeil Show on your Friday. It is the Matt McNeil Show on your Friday. Cliff Schechter, kind enough to join us. And Cliff, we got to be careful when you mention big bag of meth with Trump, because it's only a matter of time before that dude sees Breaking Bad, and all of a sudden we see the gold plated meth. It's worth every dime. This is how I'm going to get out of my legal problems.
Mine's even more blue than than Walter White. You know, After I saw that line has made it into one of my videos, by the way.
Yeah.
Where, you know, I add in little movie references at times because I compare them to organized crime all the time because they are.
Yes.
It is kind of unbelievable. I with the Bibles, what I guessed, I think it was on Twitter. I don't remember where I put this, but my guess is he was going to get into the black market for organs next, and be, you know, try to. I mean, you know, Eric is just spare parts anyhow, so he can start off with that, and then they can trade. And I mean, because there's very little left that he hasn't, you know, crimes that he hasn't allegedly committed. So, you know, we'll he might as well get into those new areas that are even more disgusting and sick and cruel and
Trump's Bible, pancreas, and meth emporium. Look for it soon.
Oh, my God. Okay, write that down somewhere before you forget.
Oh, God. No, dear Lord, no. You look at the whole setup they've got, though. This thing is on, you know, stilts. But at the same time, you've got, you know, Trump here who is, he can't get out of his own way. I mean, the guy clearly is mentally unwell. I mean, when he gets a restraining order, or an order, a gag order in a trial, and he goes out of his way to attack I mean, one of these days, one of these judges is just going to say, okay, here's the deal. Every time you do it from here on out, it's $1 million you're paying, and that's just that.
I mean, what I don't get is, and I don't care, like, he's a president, he's a former president, who cares? He's broken enough laws, he's been indicted enough times, you know, I don't understand why I would be thrown in prison for doing, overnight, for doing what he does and he's not. I mean, you want to stop the guy? Because if you just say you have to pay $1 million, you know, he'll like push it off and he doesn't have the money. If you throw his ass, oh, sorry.
That's okay. You can say ass.
Okay. If you throw his ass in prison every time he does it, guess what? That's one of the few things I think he can understand.
Yeah.
It angers me that he gets this special treatment where they do this and he puts actual people's lives in danger and they won't just take that next step and say, we've told you 5 times not to do this. Have fun in a cell overnight.
Mm-hmm. I do feel positive like you. I'm not trusting these polls, especially like any poll that tells me 40% of the black vote is going to go for Trump. That's insanity.
Well, those I just laugh at.
Yeah, exactly. Generation Z as well. No, they have this problem with polling. But the reality is, I think that what we're seeing with Biden ever since that State of the Union address is a focused, I mean, the guy's got it still. He's focused, he's going. Yep. And right now, you know, when we put in together with that, the point I made earlier about the Republican structure failing, I mean, Arizona just had to sell their own GOP headquarters in Arizona because they're falling apart out there. Michigan's falling apart.
Has Carrie Lake pocketed any of the money?
She's in trouble too. But you got this problem. I think that this is a nightmare scenario for the Republicans, because you either have to show empathy. I mean, Emmer today in Minnesota went out there and pandered to Trump after Trump personally attacked him over and over again. Mm-hmm. You have to go kiss the ring. You basically have to put this Trump policy. You don't have any money coming in. You don't have any base structure coming on in. And Biden is starting to fire on all cylinders. And I feel, as a Democrat, I feel very positive about Joe Biden right now winning another term in 2024.
Yeah. I feel hugely positive. And again, if I fully trusted the structure and everything about our elections, my biggest concern is obviously, you know, you have to do, the media never covers these. I've read a bunch of them recently, these studies of you know, what voter suppression does and the number of votes that it costs us in numerous states and how many times we would win. You know, a state like Minnesota now, you know, having turned more towards a lean Democratic than a strong Democratic state. Now, obviously, now that Democrats control everything, there'll be a lot less or maybe none of that, and it'll be better. But in some of these other states, like the one I live in Ohio, their lead is artificially inflated. Mm-hmm. Because they're suppressing 2-3% of our vote. I have no doubt of it, you know? And so that's the stuff that worries me. If you look to me in the eye, you know, and I worry that Putin is gonna do his best, like I hope they're doing everything to lock, to make the, you know, machines as safe as possible, because Putin will try to hack and they will try to do it. If I were 100%, and this shouldn't be like a thing for people to get depressed, it should be go out and vote in such large numbers, make it such a landslide they can't hide or fake or pull anything off. Because that's what I really do believe is going to happen. I really do believe over the next 6 months, the difference, Biden is on fire right now. He came out, I think he was planning the State of the Union to be the kickoff. It has been. It was a terrific speech. Everything since then, you know, has just been one big thing after another. Trump, you know, trips over his own whatever I can't say on your show one time after another and says stupid things and embarrasses himself. The Biden people have clearly learned what, you know, so many in the House and Senate have learned, like what the agenda that I've been screaming about and others like me for 10, 15 years. Stop being nice. Stop saying shame on you to people who have no shame. Rip the crap out of them.
Yeah.
When they come at you, the old line from Untouchables, they come at you with a knife, you go at them with a gun. I'm sorry. Go at them with a bazooka. Okay. And this is metaphorical again for anybody who thinks I'm advocating violence. I'm talking about rhetoric here. You destroy them. You rip them apart. You stay on message. You stay on offense. You point out their weaknesses. You point out their criminality. You point it all out. And you sit there and you hammer that home because we're seeing the results. We're seeing a race in Alabama where we lost, you know, in a state house race on Tuesday where we had lost by 7%. Mary Lands, I believe is her name. She just won by 29. It's a 36% turnaround in a Republican district. All right. And that is not unique. Swazi's win was a 15-point turnaround. That same day, there was a 19-point bubble extra that a Democrat won by for a state house race in Pennsylvania, a plus 16 Democratic seat we won by 35. It's happening everywhere. These polls, again, I don't care what the reason is. I don't care if they're doing it because they want to get, they want tension. They want more people to pay attention to their network or whatever the hell it is. Don't care. What I know is they're not accurate because I'm looking at how real people are voting.
Yep.
And that's telling the story.
And the Republicans have not won a major election, at least at the numbers they thought they were going to, since Roe v. Wade was overturned. By the way, just really quick, according to Stormy Daniels, he doesn't have to trip. He's not going to trip over to anything there. All right. So just
unless he's into mushroom farming, I think he'll be okay. Are we going to talk about what we're going to talk about before you?
Mario Kart. No. Okay. Yes. You are coming to Minneapolis, St. Paul for Sexy Liberal.
I'm coming to your lovely city. I go on Stephanie Miller's show once a month. She's awesome. And as a contributor, and she invited me to join, and I will be on the panel on stage at the Hennepin. Is it Hennepin?
Pantages, at the Pantages Theater on Hennepin Avenue.
I'm an idiot. Hennepin is the street I'm going to be on. Matt's going to take me around here and show me all the good stuff so I'll know more and won't say such stupid things next time I'm on.
The plan is you're going to be in studio for the full Friday show right before that. So I'm looking forward to that. Can't wait to have you in town.
You better not let a mic anywhere near me because I'm just going to keep screaming stuff into it. Like, he won't be able to shut me up. So
the Blue Amp channel is on YouTube. If you're not following it, you need to be. You're just wrong. Go follow it. I'll link to all of it a little bit later on. Cliff Schechter, kind enough to join us, and we'll see you at Sexy Liberal in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Thanks, Cliff.
I cannot wait. Go Twins, baby.
Take care. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show.
Now at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, the